Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for the miracle seed. Know that God is moving on your behalf in this season. For the Lord says he quiets your mind in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to come out of some things. You're going to come into some things. For the Lord says, know that the enemy shall not have his place in thee. He shall not torment thee in thy mind. He shall neither torment thee in thy emotions. But the Lord says, begin to give yourself peace and rest. Quiet your mind. Quiet your inner critic is what I hear the Lord saying to me. Now the Lord says that in the month of September, and even up until around about the 22nd of the month, it's your time to shine. That's right. September has been made just for you. And you're going to find that you're going to be able to move forward with some new personal plans or even some projects. And it seems as if that you're going to be particularly appealing to others, even around the beginning of the month or the first 12 days of the month. And you're going to find that you're going to attract some good things, and you're going to have the ability, my friend, to show off your best traits and your abilities. For as the Bible declares, your gifts shall make room for thee. And that's what is going to happen for thee. Now, I do want you to begin to know that God says, watch whom you have around you. The enemy is going to try to come and tempt you and try to bring you into some ways that are not of the Lord. He would try to attack your flesh. So what God is saying, watch, stay away from any kind of obsessive behaviors. Guard your flesh for around food. He's going to try to attack you from a sexual standpoint. I'm telling you what I'm hearing the Lord say unto me, where he will say, well, nobody's going to know. I'm just telling you, however this thing may begin to show up, the Lord says, guard your spirit with all of your heart. Protect your spirit. And the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And that is going to be extremely important for you. Now, I do feel that your energy could be a little low in September, especially around the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th. And yet God says avoid a lot of physical labor and just try to take it easy and just rest in the Lord and don't overdo yourself, because the enemy is busy trying to find a place, trying to bring mishaps, trying to bring accidents through your body and things around the bones or twisting of the back. So use wisdom. Also drink plenty of water, because God says you're in a season of a fresh start and new beginnings, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September, this is truly the month of healing. For Father God says, you are the healer from within. And Father God says, I give you new strength and I give you new vitality. For Father God says, this is the month to rest and to meditate as well. For Father God says, as you go about your daily task, just make sure you incorporate the Holy Spirit into your season. I also hear Father God saying, he's already dispatched his healing angels. And Father God says, this is the month where you're creating something out of nothing. For Father God says, you're creating the new possibility. And I do hear Father God saying, you're receiving help from above. So Father God says, peace be still in all of your duties, and know that within the next 6 months, there's going to be a new breakthrough, a new turnaround. And I hear Father God saying, your key word for this month is cooperation. For Father God says, be angry and sin not. Father God says, agree to disagree and to move forward. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season where you may desire to go within to privacy. And I hear Father God saying, yes, go within. Go within your prayer closet in this season. For I see many blessings. And Father God says, the assistance, the help, and the favor is at hand. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, my friend, listen, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth. And I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Cassidy. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be doors that's just going to fly open, because I'm hearing God say great opportunities coming your way. And God says for you to prepare yourself, woman of God. But God says that there's greatness on the inside of you, and God says that you're going to tap into that greatness, because God says creativity is all around you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Cassidy. I concur with Elder Irma. I just hear God saying, great communicator, a fascinator. God said you're going to be a person that's going to fascinate many. I even see, I don't know if you have an interest in entertainment, but that is favorable for you. God says he's going to make you a great writer as well. Creativity is all within you. It's going to come forth out of you. God says, begin to hone your craft. Whether you're going to go to the area of acting or singing, dancing, the arts is very favorable around you, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Cassidy. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I heard Father God saying, choose ye this day. For Father God says, it's for your choosing, woman of God. God says, make up your mind and stand by your choices. And I hear Father God saying, triple threat. Father God says, you will sing, you will act, you will dance. And I also hear Father God saying, write the poetry. For Father God says, you'll gain national attention through poetry. I do hear Father God saying, keep the bags packed. For Father God says, think more globally. For Father God says, you'll be known internationally. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension of me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. So know, woman of God, that you're stepping into a season and a time of favor and success. You're stepping into a season and a time of prosperity and possibly travel. You're stepping into a season where the Lord's going to touch you and bring you to a time of wealth. He's going to bring you into a time of new beginnings. And yet I see, as it seems as if that your gift is in caring and taking care of others, and that seems like where some money might be coming from. I don't know what this is all about, what kind of work you do, but it seems like money's going to be coming in as you're going to be caring for others. For this is a time for also travel, and maybe even overseas, and you're going to see great satisfaction. For the Lord says, I bring good things before thee. Good fortune is coming your way, and you're going to know that I am with thee, and I shall bless thee. For the Lord says, you're going to see that the more you give, the more you're going to receive. For this is the blessings of the Lord. For the Lord says, get thyself ready, because I bring you into a season of some surprises and new opportunities and even greater success. God bless you, Sister Chastity.